Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. In the late 90s, a photographer named Chris Strong stood in front of a house on the sidewalk of West High Street in Urbana, Illinois, snapped a peculiar photograph of a white framed house. It doesn't sound like much of a story, but that photograph would become the cover of the debut record by a local indie band called American Football. Here is a bit of American Football from that album. Never did. The house in the photo would become one of the more significant landmarks in indie music, attracting visitors 20 years later still, who come to pay homage to the band, and take their own photo of the iconic American Football House. Joining us now to talk about the American Football House is Sean Newman, journalist and musician based in Chicago. His writing on music, culture, and entertainment has been published in Rolling Stone, The New York Times, ESPN, and a few years ago, his piece, Emo Tourism, How the American Football House Became One of Music's Biggest Landmarks, appeared in Vice. Sean also happens to be a former producer with The 21st. Hello, Sean. Welcome home.
Hey, Brian. How's it going? It's good to talk to you.
You too. We're also joined by Chris Strong. He's now a Chicago-based videographer and photographer. He took the photo on the cover of the American Football debut album. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
And we have with us Jesse Knowles, former occupant of the American Football House, poet, current graduate student at the University of Illinois, Urbana. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
So, unfortunately, our last conversation went a little long. We're going to have a sort of quick conversation today. But Sean, just briefly, who is American Football? Why are people from all over making a pilgrimage to this little white, and I'm sorry, Jesse, but little dilapidated house in Urbana, Illinois?
American Football was this a very small band in Urbana, Illinois in the late 90s. And then just kind of over the course of the last two decades, just became a cult classic. And along with the music taking off and gaining more popularity, the image of the front cover of the only album that they released at the time, which was of the image of the house, that became equally as important to fans of the music scene as well, and people in the community there in Urbana.
Chris, you took the photo in the late 90s. Do you remember taking that picture? And I mean, I feel like the answer to this is going to be obvious, but did you have any sense that it would spark a, you know, cultural landmark, be something that people make pilgrimages to take selfies in front of?
No, yeah. Not at all.
Do you remember the moment?
Yeah. Well, I used to live there.
Okay.
I actually do remember the moment, and I dug up some of the old test Polaroids from that shoot that I still have.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think I remember having the film processed and looking at the film a little bit more than actually taking the photo. I don't know.
I don't know if you can talk about
large format films, so you don't do those without, you know, every one of those takes about half an hour to set up and compose. So it's not something that you just snap, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, to the extent you can talk about it, like what were you trying to achieve with your framing, the composition, you know, that sort of thing?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
Maybe that's too long a question for the 4 minutes
we
have remaining.
I was just going around shooting a lot of photos of everything at that time. And it was just, it wasn't like trying to find the one. I was just shooting a lot and then going back and looking later on, you know?
Yeah. Jesse,
I do remember it was just about the snow.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. Jesse, you lived in that house between 2013 and 2014. Were you a fan of American Football? Did you know you were moving into the American Football House?
I was a big fan of American Football. I think I started listening to them in junior high. I actually didn't realize that when I was signing the lease, I was signing the lease to live in the American Football House. I guess I had heard rumors, but I didn't realize that it actually was the house.
How often would you see visitors outside taking photos? And
pretty
did that
often.
Have anything to do with moving away or moving somewhere else?
We had a lot of visitors, especially during like Pygmalion Weekend, which is a big music festival in the community. They were always outside. I'd be sitting on the porch and I'd kind of just like sink down, hoping to not be in their photos.
Sean, you're both a journalist and a musician. Can you give us a little context just as to American football's influence and the place the band has had on you know, the genre they're in, to the extent you can describe that, and other Midwest bands?
Yeah, of course. They kind of became an iconic band for a lot of Midwestern music scenes. And so I think a lot of people, when they see the house and think about the music, even when you just played the song just then, it made me emotional and nostalgic for the times when I was playing music growing up and stuff around the Midwest and around, especially in Champaign-Urbana, with it has such a history of music. So I think the band is just deeply rooted in a lot of people's emotions when they think about the music community and think about how all these bands kind of operate in these houses like this, and they kind of play live shows in basements. They don't play at bars. They play to their friends at home, and it just carries this like really emotional meaning. And I think a lot of people go there now to kind of recreate that. Even I Chris can talk to this. There's markings on the sidewalk at the exact point that other people have pinpointed and tried to investigate where Chris took the photo. So people have tattoos of the house. The house is recreated in art all the time online. It just carries a lot of weight for people. And I think it just has a lot of nostalgia and a very familiar feel, because this house is exactly the same as so many other houses that bands and music lovers are used to going to see live music in.
I'm afraid that we have to end the conversation there, though, because we are short on time. I want to thank our guests for coming on today. They are Sean Newman, a Chicago-based journalist and musician and former 21st producer. Chris Strong, the Chicago-based photographer who took the photo on the cover of American Football's debut album. And Jesse Knowles, former occupant of the American Football House, poet and current graduate student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Thank you all so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That is all the time we have. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We heard a few texts from listeners earlier. We've been getting great stuff from you. It's informing our coverage. Join us by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, the word is TALK, 217-803-0730. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasans, our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Steve Mork and Jason Croft. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. Exit music today provided by American Football. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.